For the purpose of the education, review, critique, and encouragement, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Networks presents...
Do you know what time it is? Hey, boys and girls, do you know what time it is?
It's Monkey Magic Monkey Mania time!
31, right?
Number 10.
Oh, number 10, okay.
You're thinking of Springsteen, unique kiddies.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen. The people I deal with on a regular basis, I could have a GoPro and people wouldn't believe it. Yeah. I could do literally reality TV about what happens in Vegas that people don't understand.
There could be a lot done with that.
Yes,
you know?
And it's amazing.
But
because we are in the shadows of the Vegas Strip.
We are.
40 to 50 million people pass a year, which is a lot of people if you think about it.
It was just declared one of the entertainment capitals of the world.
Yes, and it's not national.
I don't see it, but it's there.
It's an international destination. I mean, they're bringing in pro football now, hockey. I mean, Vegas is on the map and we ain't going nowhere. So if you don't like it, tough luck. Here comes Magic Monkey Mania.
Number 10. So, I miscalculated. I said last episode, that we're going to be at the Monkees concert in Las Vegas down in Prim Valley on the 50th anniversary. It's not the day. That week.
Okay,
so
still,
the 50th anniversary week. So, still.
I mean, we're coming up on the 40th plus annual death of Elvis, right? We just did a podcast on that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the next Uniquities. We're going to talk about Stacey Lee, who we had the podcast with, because I made that little discovery about the statue.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. But let's jump right in. Here we go. We've been reviewing Incredible, Davy Jones's solo album, and we played the album track that he had on there called She Believes, but there's an alternate version, alternate mix of that. So here we go, She Believes alternate mix, bonus track.
That witches lie crazy across the moon. She believes an angel hide in the corner of her room. She believes that ships come home singing from the sea. In all these things, she believes in me. And she believes the pots of gold will mark rainbow land. She believes a light will show the lonesome homeward friend. She believes the weary soul one day will be free. She believes in all these things. She believes in me. Blow lightly wind so she can fly. Blow lightly wind and I will see her by and by. Away with fools who tell her she is make-believe. She believes in all these things. She believes in me. She believes an angel high in the corner of her room. She believes that ships come home singing from the sea. She believes a light will show the lonesome homeward friend. believes in all these things. She believes in me. She believes in me. Yes, she believes in me. She believes in me. Yes, she believes in me.
What do you think of that alter mix of She Believes, Jersey Mike?
Like the chimes.
Yeah.
Chimes was pretty cool. I like that.
A little more string action.
Yes.
A little more tambourine going on there. I actually kind of like that version better than the album version. It's a little different.
I like it different.
It's just got a little more
power. I just like the chimes. Yeah, there you go. Perfect word. Uplift.
Yeah. So, and at the end of this podcast, we, as I said last time, we are going to tack on the end for listening for our listeners. From August 5th, when Mike Nesmith joined Mickey and Peter on stage,
cool.
We're tacking on Circle Sky, Papa Jean's Blues, What Am I Doing Hanging Around, and I'm a Believer. So that's going to be your big, long outro Easter egg for the day.
Here's your Easter egg.
Here's your Easter egg. Don't break it all at once. So our next one here is, this is actually another, we played Don't Go last podcast, but there's also an alternate mix, much like She Believes. This is an ultra mix of Don't Go. The only thing I find on that alternate mix is a little more keyboard, a little more kicked up keyboard, it seems to be.
Yeah, it's just a lot of the same repeating with different mixes and different things, you know?
It's a, I mean, yeah, they're not really radio worthy, but I gotta say maybe soundtrack worthy somewhere, you know.
Concert worthy, which I hope they sing this. That's gonna be the awesome thing.
Yeah,
for
that
us.
Would be cool. But unfortunately they won't. But that's okay.
Yeah.
So here's our next bonus track from Incredible. Is a track called I'll Survive. And there's really not much information on this. It's actually another slow tune, but it's pretty good. So here's I'll Survive.
Since you've been away, I've been awful lonely. I've been thinking only of your love. Every single day, tears got in my way. I cried until my tears turned into wine. But I'll survive. I told myself that I would find the love tonight. It was a lie. I thought that I could brush your love aside. I couldn't lose you. Don't go away again. Every single day I've been awful lonely, hoping you would phone me and you'd say, oh baby, come on home, it's not too late, you know. Girl, I wish I'd never let you go. But I'll survive. I told myself that I would find the love tonight. It was a lie. I thought that I could brush your love aside. I couldn't lose you. Don't go away again. Since you've been away, I've been awful lonely. I cried until my tears turned into wine.
Get Your Jazz On with some Davy Jones, and that was I'll Survive.
And in this picture, he has the old Don Johnson look with the t-shirt, the jacket, you know, like the sports jacket.
You're talking about the album cover.
Yeah, the album cover. But he's got long hair, and it's like, wow, that's Davy from back in the day.
I remember he was at one of the Monkees. I went to a Monkees convention where all fans gather,
nice.
Much like the Star Trek convention that was last weekend. And Davy came for a Q&A at the convention, and people were asking him about the orange highlights he put in his hair. And he says it was one of his daughters that suggested that he do that, you know.
Did you get to ask him a question?
Nope, I didn't ask a question. Okay. I didn't have a question. I was just happy to have my recording Walkman snuck in and running, because they put a blanket rule down saying, recording audio.
You and Rerun from...
Yes.
What's happening when he took the front concert?
From the Doobie Brothers. That was a great episode. So our next one is it's a track that's really quite old, actually. It's one that Davy tried to get on his 1971 album, but he decided to go ahead and put it on the Incredible Bonus Tracks. By the way, it was rejected from the album because it was an executive decision.
Back to the executives.
This is called King Lonely the Blue. King Lonely of... Okay, either pick your choice. King Lonely the Blues or King Lonely of the Blues.
If I were a king, like the kings of old, and I had a castle that was made out of gold, if I could have anything I wanted to, I wouldn't have anything if I didn't have you. And they call me King Lonely the Blue. And they call me King Lonely the Blue. King Lonely the Blue. Now if my kingdom had diamonds and such, without you, my queen, I wouldn't have much. If I could have anything I wanted to, I wouldn't have anything if I didn't have you. And they call me King Lonely the Blue. And they call me King Lonely the Blue. King Lonely the Blue. Be worth one single taste of your love. If I could have anything I wanted to, I wouldn't have anything if I didn't have you. And they call me King Lonely the Blue. And they call me King Lonely the Blue.
I had to put my that's my impersonation of a trumpet at the end there.
That's pretty funny. You know what else is funny? We're here, you're going to hear us recorded or we edit it out. We're talking about how hot it is today.
Yes.
It's 109. Yesterday we hit high, 110, 108. It's just hot out, and you get older, younger, whatever, whatever. It's just we have nothing but heat out here, and it's very, very, very hot.
Well, have you noticed, though, but the humidity has dropped a little bit.
Yes, we were
running at like 50. It's like, well, it's not an East Coast heat. But it's still, it just zaps you and leaves you want to just, because I'm not wanting to do stuff. And it just makes you feel like you're a puddle of water. You just say cuss words.
And you want to go out at night, or you just want to stay in and listen to Magic Monkey Mania 10 and just ease out and just say, wow, you know, these guys are pretty entertaining. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my family and friends, and we're just going to keep listening.
Go tell your family and friends, share with us, because you're going to get your monkey tracks where you're not going to get them anywhere else. We have taken the Nerdling podcast flag and stabbed it into the ground and declare this Nerdling territory.
And if you're really high for monkey this, monkey that, this is the place to get your monkey fix.
Yes. So, brings us to our last track. This, well, not our last track, because we're still going to have you have four on our outro for our listeners. But this is the mashup this week. DJ Davy Jones, wherever you are, wherever you are.
I like that guy because it looks like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
The way he's got it set up on his picture.
Yeah.
DJ Davy Jones, why don't you contact us? Wayne, why isn't he contacting us?
I don't know, but here is Can't Get, this is going to be a Beatles and a Monkey Sing, Can't Get a Little Help. Got to be my favorite mashup of the Monkees, Can't Get Her Off My Mind, and then the Beatles with a little help from my friends. What do you think?
I think what you're talking about, this design this guy has from the Monkees, like you were saying.
And you were talking about the Rainbow Room, because he's got this as a logo on some of his...
Senior Nerdling, it's just amazing on how the things just point.
Yeah.
And they come up, and it's colors.
And that you probably, it's where they filmed the Monkees. They had a day off, so they've rushed them in there in Chicago to the Rainbow Room, and it's where they filmed the video for Daydream Believer and No Time, and just a bunch of different videos.
That's amazing.
Which would later be the house, the building of which Oprah Winfrey would have had Harpo Studios.
Wow.
And all this has been torn down. It's a shame.
Yes, it is. But you know what? What do they call that? Make room for improvement.
Yeah.
Well, improvement in entertainment.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? If you were in that Rainbow Room, it, you know, you could have probably been looking at the paint marks and the scuffs and everything. Time them off.
Yeah. What was really filmed here?
What was filmed here? So anyway, this is becoming our conclusion of Magic Monkey Mania number 10. But as we said, we're going to be going out on the live tracks that Nesmith did on August 5th in Monterey, California.
Enjoy that, because that's going to be some good stuff live.
Yep.
They're all back together. Davey, they missed, but you know what? Your legacy still lives on.
So here's our outro. Enjoy it. It's Circle Sky, Papa Jean's Blues, What Am I Doing Hanging Around, and then I'm a Believer.
Okay. should be gone. I should be mine.